federal government revenues are continuing to fall. The Prime Minister will reveal a $12 billion revenue shortfall in a speech later today. Now, despite the financial hit, the Prime Minister will push ahead with her education reforms and the National Disability Insurance Scheme. A new report says it's becoming almost impossible for people on welfare to be able to afford to rent a home. Anglicare Australia has surveyed more than 55,000 rental properties. It's found less than 1% of them were affordable for people on benefits. An elderly man is fighting for his life in hospital after a house fire in Geelong, west of Melbourne. Neighbours dragged the 88-year-old man from the burning building after noticing flames around 1 o'clock this morning. He was rushed to hospital in a critical condition. Homicide detectives are questioning the family and friends of two people killed in a house fire in Brisbane last week. Retired Army officer Glenn Fry and his wife Flora were found dead in the gutted house at Brackenridge in the city's north. Police now say a post-mortem found Mr. Fry had unexplained injuries before the fire. They're now treating the blaze as a possible homicide. In Italy, two policemen have been shot and wounded in Rome as the country's new government was being sworn in. A gunman opened fire outside the Prime Minister's office, injuring the two police officers as well as a passerby. Police have now arrested the man.